Hi everybody, it's Nadine Peart here and welcome to The Love Room. And today I've got Matthew Hussey here with me. Now some of you may already know Matt and some of you may not. Matt is an international dating coach and not only has he coached thousands of women, but he's also coached thousands of men. So he has fantastic insight and understanding not only into the male mind, and he's a man of course, but also into an understanding women. And to top that all off, he's also one of the main matchmakers and coaches for the NBC primetime show Ready for Love. And also, to add another cherry on top of the cake, he also has a fantastic online program called The Man Myth, which I'll share a little bit with you later. So Matt, welcome to The Love Room.
Thanks for having me, Nadine.
That's fantastic. Now, look, I've got a couple of questions that I want to ask you. And, you know, obviously you've got a lot of knowledge when it comes to dating and relationships. So one of the first questions I want to ask, because obviously women get very confused, is what can women do to meet more of the right types of guys?
I think that it's a big problem for so many women that either they're not meeting any guys or they're not meeting the right guys. And for so many people who come to me and talk about how they never meet any great guys, actually the majority of those women on average really aren't meeting many guys at all. So what they're saying is, well, the one or two guys I might meet in a couple of weeks or a month aren't the right guys. But we all know that the chances of meeting the right guy when you're only meeting one or two a month are pretty slim. So for a lot of people, it's about taking an extra few risks and actually figuring out, how do I get more proactive? Because in order to meet more of the right type of guy, you're going to have to start from the very basic logic that I'm going to have to meet more guys in general. Now, many women don't want to hear that they have to meet more guys because it feels like a chore. You know, I don't want to just meet a ton of guys that I don't want. But of course, when we're out there and we're interacting with people, the more of the people that we meet that we don't want, the closer we get to something we do want. So one of the ways that I'm encouraging women is always to get them to be able to make the first move, but in a way that doesn't communicate too much. Because the problem with life is that you're out and about in your everyday life, and you could be walking down the street and see someone that you're attracted to. Now, most people will just decide, oh, I'm attracted to that person, and then they'll keep walking. Or you stand there in a line next to someone in Starbucks and there's someone there who you'd love to talk to because you think they're interesting looking or they're attractive, but you don't because you say, well, people don't talk in the line at Starbucks. So it's about figuring out, how do I take these everyday situations and actually start meeting guys in those moments? Most people don't have a way of doing that. And that's actually one of the big things I talk about in the Man Myth program is, okay, if you really want to meet the best guys, you have to actually go out and select those guys. Because those guys are not, most of them aren't in the habit of walking up to every woman they're attracted to. Even if when they do it on a night out, they're with their friends, they're in that kind of mood where they're going to go out and talk to some women. Most guys aren't in that mode all day, every day.
Are you saying that a guy who's more relationship material isn't really the type of guy that will approach women, whereas more the player, the guy who's just out to get whatever, is more sort of confident in a way or puts himself out there a bit more?
I think that there's a certain extent to which the player type is more used to approaching women. So, and this isn't true for every guy who seems confident, but sometimes when a guy is a little too smooth, you can assume that he's probably doing this quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
By the way, that's not a bad thing, right? That doesn't mean you should suddenly start getting very defensive around that guy. It just means that you should be aware of it. Now, there are plenty of guys out there who, when they talk to someone they like, get nervous. And I find a lot of the time women punish guys who are nervous around them by either walking off, being cold, or assuming that they're just not the type of guy that they want. But if a guy's nervous around you, that's a pretty good sign. Like you kind of want the guy who stutters his words a little bit. If he's talking to you and he messes up a sentence, or he looks a little bit fidgety or a bit clumsy, it's probably because he likes you. So in that moment, actually think to yourself, this is a good thing. I should give this guy an extra few minutes to compose himself.
And for those women standing in the Starbucks line, I actually had an experience of this myself in Whole Foods in near the Grove there some years ago. So, and I didn't do anything about it at the time, and I was kicking myself later. What's something a girl can do to make it, you know, to encourage a guy?
Well, we always talk about it like this in my organization, Get the Guy. We talk about it like this, is that a woman has to be able to make the move without seeming like she's doing anything. And any woman who feels like making the first move is desperate or it's not feminine is forgetting that women have been making the first move for centuries. When a century ago, a woman would walk past a guy and she'd like the guy, so as she walks past him, she takes out her handkerchief and drops it in front of him. And she keeps walking. The guy sees the handkerchief. He picks it up, walks it over to her, and says, "Ma'am, you dropped this." And she says, "Did I?" And all of a sudden, they have a conversation.
Very smooth.
He thinks he did that, right? But he didn't. She did.
Yeah.
She chose him.
Yeah.
And I don't know when women stopped picking the men that they want, but somewhere along the way, it happened. You know, people started assuming, well, oh no, it's not feminine for me to approach a guy, in this kind of false sense of being old-fashioned. And they stopped approaching the guys that they like. What I encourage women to do is absolutely go up to the guy you like, but there's a way of doing it. There's a way of dropping the handkerchief in our modern day society. And in the program, I talk about three steps to doing this, but I'll give you one right now so that people have something to go away with. A quick and easy way to do this is to ask a guy a favor.
Okay.
And if you imagine, there's actually a way of doing this when you first start. Let's say you were at a bar, for example. Not that everyone's environment is a bar, but it can be used in all different environments. And there's a guy standing next to you and you say, "Excuse me, I could really use your help with something." Now, the moment a guy hears, "I could really use your help with something," immediately he starts thinking, well, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have just turned into your knight in shining armor. You're appealing to that part of me as a man that says, I want to provide and protect.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to be around you more. So he says, "Of course, what would you like?" And she says, "Can you hold these drinks for me while I... Oh, sorry, could you hold my jacket for me while I give these drinks to my friends?"
Yes. Yeah.
He says, "Of course." He holds the jacket. She gives the drinks to her friends. She comes back, takes her jacket and says, "Thank you so much. How's your night going anyway?" And all of a sudden, she has a conversation with a guy based on him doing something for her, not her investing in him.
Okay. And that kind of sort of leads into another question I have about, see, the guy likes being needed, likes to be, you know, to be helpful or to be of service in some way. And a lot of women are struggling with independence, like being independent, and they want to be independent because women need to look after themselves to a point, but also men are not sure what to do anymore. So that kind of links into that in some way. It's like, how do we make a man feel needed and manly and masculine without feeling like we, or without us feeling like we're being needy for the females? So I don't know, do you have anything to share about that?
It starts with that person's psychology. In other words, the woman who's feeling like she wants to be fiercely independent, it starts with a change in psychology, which is to say, you know what, in most cases, and by the way, I'm not talking about the 10% of guys that are completely pig-headed and you know, sexist right now. I'm talking about the rest of them. In most cases, guys aren't trying to belittle women or patronize them or make them feel less. In most cases, men just want to feel needed. And they're trying to figure out what's the best way for me to feel needed? Because when I feel needed by a woman, it makes me feel like a man. And one of the greatest ways that men feel like men is by serving women. And for most guys, especially today, they're finding it difficult to figure out how they can serve women. Because women are fiercely independent in so many ways these days that maybe they weren't before or weren't in a position to be before. And all of a sudden, women are able to do anything a guy can do. They're able to command the same positions, the same earnings, if not more. And what happens is a guy starts thinking, well, okay, where do I fit into this now? And especially if he's grown up with the old ways of providing. Mm. You know, he's grown up with a model that says how I provide, how I feel needed is, or rather how I feel needed is by providing for the woman in my life. Mm. It is by being there financially or being able to have that status. If all of a sudden a guy doesn't have those ways of impressing a woman, he's now looking for other ways to be needed. So as a woman, the big mindset shift is to say, do you know what? This isn't about me being weak. This is about men needing to feel strong.
Mm.
And how he feels strong is for me to show that every once in a while, I need him. It doesn't take anything away from me. It doesn't make my life it doesn't make me look weak or like I can't handle myself. It's merely the case that I need to make him feel like he can serve me. So many people aren't getting that message. Mm. And what they end up doing is, as you say, walking around being fiercely independent. Mm. And not letting a guy see that he can actually be a man around her. And of course, she loses then because he ends up going off in search of a woman who treats him like a man.
Yeah. So, you know, there's no harm in getting the man to help you put up a painting or two, or asking him to help you carry something, even though you possibly could do it, but you can ask him to do it. Like little things like that, do you mean, or even bigger things?
No, I mean, that's actually the interesting thing about human beings is sometimes the tiniest thing can communicate everything. Mm. Yeah. So you don't have to do an awful lot to suddenly make a guy feel like he's needed. Sometimes just asking a guy for his opinion on something that's troubling you can make him feel like he's there to be able to do something for you, and he'll immediately snap into fix it mode.
Yeah.
So it's any little thing can help.
Absolutely. Okay, so hopefully the girls are writing some notes down. So another question I have for you is, what makes a woman really stand out to a guy who gets a lot of attention? So, you know, we all want to stand out, don't we? And a lot of women think it's all about what they look like. So what would you have to say about that?
Well, it's tough because, you know, we tend to be attracted to people that are by nature high value. You know, we all want someone who's confident. We all want someone who's got some degree of success in whatever way that is for them. Someone who's fun, exciting, generous, caring. And it tends to be the case that people like that are in demand.
Mm.
So the need to stand out is so much greater because otherwise you're going to lose out to someone who is able to present themselves in a better way. Doesn't mean they are better, by the way. Just many people are better at presenting themselves. Now, one of the concepts I talk about in my program, I talk about this formula for attraction. In other words, there are four components to attraction. The first one is visual chemistry. The second one is perceived value. The third one is perceived challenge. And the last one is connection. Now, though we don't have the scope to go through all of these today, one thing I will say is in order to become different to every other woman in the room that might be trying to talk to that guy, one of the things you do want to do is massively increase your perceived value to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, notice I say perceived value because
sure. This
isn't really saying you don't have value. Everyone has value. That's why you and I do what we do, is because we love people and we believe that they have value. But not everyone is great at getting someone to acknowledge their value.
Absolutely,
so, yep. So what we do in my organization is we show people how to increase their perceived value in any given situation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that you can do this is by showing that you represent what the other person wants. Now, in simple sense, what does someone want? And the honest answer is everything. We in our partner, we all want everything.
Yeah, that's the way of the world.
and what's interesting about that is we don't just want someone who's funny.
Mm.
We don't just want someone who's sexy. We don't just want someone who is intellectual. We don't just want someone who's strong. We don't just want someone who's feminine. Just as a woman doesn't just want a guy who's masculine.
Sure.
We want people who represent combinations of traits that we really respect and admire and know that we will derive enjoyment from. So if you think about it like this, what really makes someone stand out? Well, imagine that a guy has been talking to you all night and he's been kind of self-assured, a little cocky, not arrogant, but cocky in the sense that it can be kind of endearing. And, you know, most women will admit that when a guy is kind of cocky, but he carries it off in a charming way, it can be quite attractive.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night of being cocky, you are in danger of thinking that he only has that one gear. He only has that one dimension. And if he doesn't change it up a little bit, he risks, albeit being attractive for that quality, not representing the complete package.
Sure.
But if at the end of the night, and you're about to go home, it's late, and he says, listen, do you have a ride home? Let me call you a taxi. It's, you know, not safe to be walking outside right now. Wait here, I'm going to get you a cab. And then he walks you to the taxi. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, crap, I like this guy. Because... You're seeing a guy who not only had that cocky kind of self-assuredness, you've also got someone who's a gentleman.
Yes.
Now, you don't often see those qualities together.
Mm.
Very often you see a guy who's just too nice, too much of a gentleman, and that's all he does.
Mm.
Or you meet a guy who's too cocky and never shows that softer side.
Yeah.
So when you find both, it creates what we call a unique pairing.
Mm.
And a unique pairing is a pairing of qualities that when found together make someone both unique and scarce. All of a sudden, we feel like we can't just replace that person with someone else. And understanding this concept, and, you know, people who want to come and try my program, and with all of my programs, there's a guarantee if you want to try it out, get your money back afterwards, that's fine. But the thing that I want you to understand is this concept is the basis for all attraction.
Mm.
Because there are plenty of people out there, men and women, and there's plenty of competition in this world for amazing people.
Sure.
But if we can represent unique pairings of qualities and we can understand how to do that, which is something I teach in the program, then all of a sudden we're going to be someone who's completely different from everyone else in the room, no matter what it is they have.
I totally agree with you. It's kind of like the woman who's sexy, if she's just sexy, and it's kind of like the guy is cocky and charming and whatever, it's like if that's all she's got to offer, then the guy might think of her as maybe someone to spend the night with, but not necessarily someone he wants to have a relationship with. So
that's right.
How you present yourself. So I totally am up with you with that. So look, we need to wrap it up, but before we go, just a little bit of, more about your program. So it's called The Man Myth, and it teaches women about attraction and so forth. So what's a little bit more you can tell me about that?
The whole idea behind The Man Myth program is that there are two basic things we need to be doing in our love lives right now. One is finding the best men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do I go? How do I do that? What's my strategy for that? And the second part is, how do I attract them? Because so many people end up with no attraction or the wrong type of attraction. No, they're either ending up as the friend.
Yes.
And that's not what they want. They want to be more than that. Or maybe on the other end of the spectrum, they're ending up as someone he just wants to sleep with.
Mm.
And they're not being seen as relationship potential there. So it's about helping people to understand, how do I create deep and lasting attraction that doesn't just last for one day? And it's not just a sexual energy, but it's also not just a platonic energy. It's the type of energy that makes someone want me in my entirety and get into a relationship with me. And for anyone who comes to my company, I always say the same thing. If you want results quickly, and you want to, right now your love life feels like it's kind of stagnated, it's hit a wall, this is the quickest way that I have discovered for getting the guy that you want and getting massive amounts of results in your love life. So right now, I don't care who you are. You may have been single for a long time. You may have just broke up with someone. If you want to get back on the horse right now and make it happen fast, this is the way to do it. And it's me in a seminar. My big thing is seminars. I've been doing seminars for many years for women across the world. 50,000 women have been through this program. And what we've been able to do is record this and put it online. So
right.
When people sign up to The Man Myth, they get that immediate seminar where they can watch me on stage and go through that journey with me. And as an added bonus, they also get a trial on my monthly program as well.
Okay, so for everyone who's listening, The Man Myth, you can actually access The Man Myth at the resources tab or in the menu bar on the membership site, and there will be a link there for Matthew's program, and you can just access it pretty quickly and easily. So, and it's pretty instantaneous, isn't it? Once you sign up, it's in your inbox pretty fast.
You can be watching it minutes later.
Fantastic. And you know what? It's one wonderful that's a video, because we obviously, you know, it's sometimes easy just to sit and watch something rather than having to read something. So it's a great way to have it accessible in that way. So Matt, look, thank you so much for being part of the Love Room today. And it's been a pleasure, and I would love to hear more and more from you in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me, Nadine. Anytime.
Okay, thank you.